In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this Lenten Saturday, we have rich meditations that the Church gives us to spend time with. Each of the lessons, the one from the Gospel, and the parable from the Gospel, and the lesson from Genesis, all deal with these two sons with family strife and conflict, where brother is after brother. And even in the former case, the mother is also implicated in this as well, in deception. If we examine the teaching from Genesis, we see that Jacob is living up to his name. The name Jacob means trickster or deceiver. And so is his role within this. And Esau, I believe his name either means hairy or red. Both are true of him, for he was a man of much hair and red hair, in fact. Jacob deceives his father in order to steal a blessing. We find in here that actually there was a prophecy that was made at the beginning of his birth, where when Jacob came out of his mother, he was the second born, but he was found to be clasping onto the heel with his hand of his brother, wishing to reach after him. And so the prophecy that was given over this child, even from the time of his birth, is that the older would indeed serve the younger. This is something that the mother held on to very strongly, for there was favoritism between the sons. Jacob loved Esau, for he was a man's man. And his mother loved Jacob, because he was tender and compassionate in that way, and more one for the household things. And so there was already conflict in them long before. When it came down to this moment, the mother realized that her husband was about to give the blessing unto the older son, which she knew was reserved to Jacob. And so she sought of her own way to scheme and thereby steal the blessing for her son. Jacob was complicit in all these things, and so he stole the birthright, which formerly also he had stolen, as Esau referred to at the end of it. Esau was a man who cared nothing for birthrights, cared nothing for the religious things of life. He was just a man out in the wilderness, doing his own thing, living his own way. And so at a moment of great hunger, Jacob turned to him and he said, rather, Esau said to Jacob, "Give me some of that. Give me some of that venison that you have right there." And he said, "No, you go get your own. You go get your own." As those brothers would go back and forth, Jacob instead proposed a deal to him. "Fine, if you want this so much, give me your birthright. Give me your birthright as the firstborn son, and I will give you this venison stew." And Esau said, "I care nothing about that birthright which is there. It's not important to me. Give me the stew." And so he sold it away at that point. We can see in this that the one who was naturally due the grace, naturally due that gift, cared nothing of it, cared only for those things of this present life, things which would get him by but a moment. And so Jacob, the one who was not intended by birthright to be able to receive such a blessing, such a grace, was the one who received it. We see here, as played in both the Gospels as well, an image which the Church wishes to focus us upon, which is that of the Gentiles versus the Jews. Those who were the sons of promise and the ones who were actually to be relishing the promise. Esau and the elder son who did not go out both represent very strongly that of the Jewish nation, who had everything, who was always, quote-unquote, with the Lord, with the Father, always there, the favored one of the Father, because they were always there. Whereas Jacob, though through no fault of his own, clung to his mother, as the younger son went off and spent his inheritance in a very lascivious way, yet both were, in essence, those living outside the father's house, away from the father. And yet it is they who receive the greater exuberance of the blessing. It is in this teaching that we would teach catechumens as they would come into the church. Here you are coming into the church, something which is not your homeland. You are outside, yet God wishes to bless you greatly. Do not be like Esau, who did not care for his birthright. Do not be like the older son, who, though the very fact that he lived within the house all the time with the father, did not realize what a great blessing that was. And so, at this last moment, seems to be rejected. Rejected of his own accord, not of the father, though. Here, as you come into the church, recognize what God indeed is doing for you. Relish that, give thanks to it, even amidst the hardships and sorrows which indeed will come. Just as Jacob, after he gets this birthright, because he stole the birthright and went about it the wrong way, actually has to spend the rest of his life in fear, running away, fearing that his brother Esau would come and destroy him, for he is a mighty man of war. The instruction is to value the spiritual things. Take charge of what indeed God has blessed each of you with, the talents, the treasures he has given you, especially the spiritual graces which he bestows upon you within your life, the various charisms which he has granted you, the gifts of the Holy Spirit which he has so richly caused to be bestowed upon you, and the fruits which he has caused to grow within you, and make use of those things which are there, and to treasure them, and to see what great value they are, and not to trade them away for anything, which is but to say, do not trade them away for things of this life, for sinful pleasures. Rather, value those things which you have been given. This is a moment for us to reflect during the rest of this Mass upon those graces which are given, and as the grace of the Holy Spirit, and especially the spouse of the Holy Spirit, who is the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we might have the grace to first know what it is those graces are. Secondly, to treasure them, to value them, just as they ought to be valued as God's indeed great gift for us. And thirdly, to make use of them. To make use of them in our daily lives, first in the cleansing of our own soul and making of ourselves more fitting vessels of God's goodness. But secondly, toward those who are immediately around us, first among our family members, and then to reach out to the greater community. To be ones like Jacob, who desired all the more to value the great blessings which can be given of the Father, and then, like the younger son, to seek always to remember that there is an opportunity to live as a son in the Father's house, for he is generous and desires that all of his children might just remain under the same roof. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.